Hey guys, this is Only Fresh with your host, Evelyn Allen. Today we will be talking about the fabulous book Treasure Island and the hero's journey stages the main character Jim goes through. In the beginning of the story, Jim goes through stages 1 through 5, in the middle he goes through stages 6 through 8, and in the end Jim goes through stages 9 through 12. In the beginning, Jim is first in the ordinary world. He was a hardworking boy who had to basically run his family's inn when his parents were busy. There was a pirate named Billy Bones living there in the inn. Jim was very curious about him, and he liked to talk to him about the sea and the man that Billy was afraid of. Jim gets the call to adventure when Billy Bones dies and Jim finds his map to Treasure Island. Then Jim seeks after crewmates and a ship to get to the island. Jim refuses the call when he gets a chance to say goodbye to his mother at the inn. He misses the homeliness of the inn and his usual life. When he looks back on his life before finding the map, the reader realizes that Jim's mentor was Billy. Billy gave Jim the map and warned Jim about the man he was scared of. Even though Billy was not there in person, he still led Jim to the map and told him while he was alive about the people he should be afraid of. Then Jim crosses the threshold when he steps aboard the ship and starts to sail away. In the middle of the journey, Jim is in the test, allies, and enemies stage when he is risking being away from his home, looking for a treasure that is sought after, and knowing those bad pirates are on his ship wanting to kill him. But he does not run away and is figuring out a way to still get the treasure without being killed. He made friends with Long John Silver and most of the other crewmates, but Long John Silver and his followers are the bad pirates chasing after the treasure. Through all of this, Jim approaches the inmost cave when he is about to land on Treasure Island. He knows that this is a big part in his life and a commitment to the life of living as a pirate. He also knows that if he gets this treasure, he is a pirate himself. The only thing stopping Jim from getting the treasure is his mindset of fear about getting killed or captured by the other pirates chasing him. Jim doesn't want them to get the treasure because he needs it to better the inn and his mother's life. Then he faces the supreme ordeal when they land on Treasure Island because they have to face Long John Silver's ambush plan. Plus, when a crewmate named Hans captures Jim, he has to think about how much he really wants his treasure and if it's worth killing another man. The treasure ends up winning, and Jim shoots Hans. In the end of Treasure Island, Jim seizes the reward of knowing the true whereabouts of the treasure. Instead of Jim getting the actual treasure, he finds out that the treasure is actually hidden by a man on the island named Ben. Ben had found the treasure a long time ago, and he had moved the treasure to a faraway cave so it would be safe. But now Jim knows where it is. On the road back, Jim sails to the actual resting place of the treasure and gets his portion. Then Jim has a resurrection. He decides that he should not go back home and decides to have his own journeys at sea. He feels free when he is sailing, and when he returns with the elixir, he sets sail on the sea with his portion of the treasure, feeling completely free for the first time. Although he doesn't go home to his mother, he does realize his true self. That was Jim's hero's journey from the book Treasure Island. I thought it was a very good book, and I would definitely read it again. I recommend it to all of you listeners. It was obviously a great choice of a book. It was a very good story and told a lesson of finding who you truly are, which I think a lot of us really need. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Only Fresh, with your host, Evelyn Allen. Good night, and thank you.